gays. Really, Nicole?
I'm sick.
I might be getting a fever.
You're giving me a fever. Anyways, hey gays. We've all gathered here today to...
What?
Who? No, please continue. Share with the class.
Oh, Haley Kiyoko's lover.
Aww.
She's so heartbroken during this album.
That's true.
I'm sure she's doing okay.
Yeah.
She's very successful.
She's just gonna let got money. I'd be happy with
that. Oh my god, let it be! Like, yeah, like the song. Well, first, let's say who we are. First of all, this is a podcast from Planet Weird. This is a bonus episode. There's not as much structure to it.
The only podcast that openly calls itself gay in front of their family at Thanksgiving. We're brave.
Did something happen? Oh. I was like, did your mom listen to more episodes?
I'm scared.
Anyways, we can all introduce ourselves. Let's all say our names and what... Hayley Kiyoko music video was our first one we saw.
Okay.
So my name is Sarah, and I'm not 100% sure. Do y'all hear that baby driver? I'm not 100% sure, but I think Feelings was the first one I saw. I am a latecomer to Hayley Kiyoko.
Feelings?
We can talk about first? It. First? We can talk about it more after. Yeah. I didn't say
is it the one where she kisses the girl?
Oh, okay.
Feelings is the one at the gas station when she goes...
Never mind, I don't know which one. What's... Oh, Curious is the one I'm thinking of, I think.
Anyways, let's go down the line.
Oh, God.
Oh, is it my turn? My name is Michelle, and I first became aware of Hayley Kiyoko watching the Girls Like Girls music video, which should be true for everyone.
That it is true for a lot of people, not for this latecomer over here.
So sad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Nicole. I also, the first music video of hers I saw was Girls Like Girls, but Lemonade Mouth, right?
Exists.
Am I right, ladies?
Am I right?
That's all.
Am I right?
And I'm the nude model on the cover for Layla's album, Juan. And I, her first music video that I saw was Girls Like Girls.
And that was how many weeks ago?
Like maybe 3 or 6.
It was when we did our Den Brother episode. The day we recorded that.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I'm the latest bloomer here. You can say I'm just a bud in the garden.
In the Hayley Kiyoko garden.
That is Lesbian Love album.
Yeah, because I will say, so obviously...
number 7.
Because I sent you a video of him.
Yeah.
So November 7th, earlier this month, is when Juan first became aware of her music or like watched the music video.
Yes.
So like usually we're reviewing a Disney Channel movie. Not today. We're reviewing Hayley Kiyoko's album. And you might be thinking, what does she have to do with Disney Channel? A fucking lot.
She made lemonade.
In her mouth. As Nicole said,
is that like prison wine?
Lemonade Mouth. Am I right, ladies? That movie exists. Juan and I talked about that pretty early on in the podcast. I think both of us didn't. I mean, I knew of Hayley Kiyoko, like she's the bassist in Lemonade Mouth, but I think I knew of her like solo music, but I had never heard any of it. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know how long ago. I don't know. Earlier, at some point this year, I was like, let me like see what this is about, and then here we are, and the album's on vinyl in front of us, y'all. So yeah, didn't she guest star on like, I can go on her Wikipedia, but didn't she guest star on like Wizard Waverly Place or something?
Yeah, she did. She was the bad girl.
I'm a bad girl.
Oh, wow, yes. Aren't we all?
I'm a bad squirrel.
So yeah, we're gonna talk about her debut album Expectations that came out earlier this year in March. Obviously, we wanted to. You might be thinking, hey, it's December when this comes out. Why aren't you reviewing like a holiday album?
Because the holidays can suck my ass.
Because it's 2018 and it's almost over. I'm actually wearing my 2018 shirt right now.
I'm sorry.
You can never wear it again.
You have to burn it.
I have to burn it on New Year's.
The clocks ourselves, I mean, fire it up.
But we wanted to make sure we got this out before 2018 is over in honor of Haley. So, but we can go ahead and dive into Haley and her Wikipedia page a little bit. Because does anyone know her actual last name?
Quinta Sanchez.
According to Wikipedia.
No, what is it?
Haley Kiyoko Alcroft.
Wow. Born Sarah Ravencroft?
Born April 3rd, 1991. Oh, yeah, she was also in the live-action Scooby-Doo movies.
Yeah, she was Velma, bitch!
Not in the, like, Scooby-Doo and Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed, but, like, the direct-to-VHS DVD ones. She was Velma. Isn't that crazy?
That's wild, because Velma is the gayest character.
And Velma then, really is.
There's... And you know who's Daphne in the new Daphne and Velma movie? Fucking Audrey from Descendants.
Who's Audrey?
What? Why?
Daughter or whatever.
The bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, she's hot. She has like those lips that are like, I'll suck your dick. You know? Oh.
Moving on.
What a big movie.
She was also in Lemonade, but like we said, Blue Lagoon, The Awakening, whatever that is.
Is that like...
Gem and the Holograms. She also had recurring roles in The Fosters. Was the lead on some show called CSI Cyber, which I remember being a thing, and then it got canceled. And then obviously she later went on to do music. She had like some EPs and stuff before. Mm-hmm. Girls Like Girls.
She did
Gravel the Tempo.
Gravel the Tempo.
All these things.
Some straight music that no one talks about anymore.
We don't need to. Kiyoko was a founding member of the Stunners in 2007. Is that what you're referring to? Oh.
It's an album and it has her face on it and it was very straight. Very
Because she was a part of this.
I think you're wrong.
She was a part of this pop girl group and they opened for Justin Bieber on his My World.
I'm sickened.
I don't know.
Nicole is literally sick now.
Tinashe was in it.
Who's Tinashe?
Tinashe? You haven't seen that X Out Acne commercial where she's on it?
No.
People keep talking about Tinashe now. She's not like getting a lot of hype right now, but like I've heard of her.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Not for like any reason.
Okay.
Anyways, I mean, we'll dive into it, but obviously, like Haley Kiyoko is gay, is a queer icon.
Yes.
Did that move by itself?
She put her phone down.
Oh.
Has a large, like, you know, queer fan base and everything.
When you go to Genius, underneath the tags, LGBTQ is the first one, and then it's pop.
For Haley Kiyoko?
Yeah.
I believe it.
How reductive.
Sorry, LGBTQ plus.
Thank you.
Don't forget about thems. Are you in it?
Yeah.
Are you the plus?
I'm the A.
LGBTQ.
Unless you ask HRC. If you ask Human Rights Campaign, they say it's for ally.
Ew.
Right? Isn't that the grossest thing you've
ever seen? Oh, allies.
You're not one of us.
Shut the fuck
but like
up.
GLAAD and like the Trevor Project, they're like, no, it's like asexuals, aromantics, and agender people. Not allies. This has been a PSA.
What about the straight Sarah?
HRC is not great.
I want an HRC sticker just so the people
don't on the do that to me.
Okay. Can I get a GLAAD sticker then?
Yeah.
I just want people when I drive
to
my car
I'm
to know I'm gay.
And that's why you're a bad driver.
I'm a good driver.
I'm joking. We should stop with the gay men can't drive.
No, we really can't, though. We really can't. No, you have no idea how many of us just get our licenses at, like, age 30.
That's what Sarah did.
I'm not 30.
Sarah just got her license, like, yesterday.
I got my license in high school.
Sarah, you look like one of those...
Well, when did you drive?
Yesterday.
Yeah, you're a liar.
You're a liar, Lola.
I got my license at 21.
And Christian got his license at like 20-something.
Exactly. Too. See, gays can't drive.
I have a gay friend who got his license at age 16 on his 16th birthday.
I thought you were going to say on his moped.
But is he a top or is he a bottom?
It remains unknown.
We'll ask that later. We'll call him up.
Gay bottoms can't drive.
All right, so Expectations is the album we're talking about today. It's the debut major label studio album by American singer and actress Haley Kiyoko.
Welcome.
Released on March 30th, 2018. I'm glad you brought that up, Juan. Cuoco. Because there's like a joke that the way to tell if like a woman is gay or not is if you say Haley Kiyoko and they say, you mean Kaylee Cuoco? Or if they say, from the Big Bang Theory, you know, straight.
Ew! Who would do that?
I like that, because I was literally about to ask you, isn't that the same name as that girl from Bing Bang? Bing Bing.
Bing Bang. Bing, bang.
The Bing Bang. Bing Bang.
No. Oh my god, we found our karaoke song. Yeah, Kaylee Cuoco is from
Big What's the Bang other Theory. Woman called? Kaylee Cuoco?
Kaylee Cuoco is on the Big Bang Theory.
It sounds like she lays eggs.
Kaylee Cuoco. Like Kaylee Cuoco sweeting, but I think she got divorced. So she's back Cuoco. To being confusing. And
Kaylee Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco and Hailey Kiyoko.
Kiyoko. Okay.
Code Lyoko.
That's how we'll remember it. Code Lyoko was gay.
That's how you remember.
I wanted to get into Code Lyoko, but it was too much for
those
me.
Those French animes are really hard to get into.
Anyways.
I have no idea. One. I watched Death Note.
I watched
Death Note. Oh, I liked Death
Note. I watched the movie on Netflix.
I watched it on Netflix. I liked it.
Oh,
no. Was it the one with Naked Brothers Band Boy?
Yeah.
What?
Wasn't it Nat Wolff from Naked Brothers
Band? I don't know.
Remember? Is he the one that directs Special Victims Unit?
Dick Wolf? That's Dick Wolf.
Oh. What
the fuck? Dun, dun. Do you remember one time I asked you, I was like, can we watch the Naked Brothers Band? Like, can we watch a bunch of episodes? And you said, no. No one will watch them with me.
Can someone put
I don't
that
remember
over
that,
the fucking,
but that sounds like a good call on my
The Watchmen trailer is just, it's dubbed that, but it's Sarah being like, can we watch the Naked Brothers Band? No.
Okay, anyways, so Expectations came out in March of this year. The album title was announced with its cover on January 1st. She made us wait. She gave that announcement.
She made us wait for
made it. Made us wait. The album was preceded by the singles Sleepover, Feelings, and Curious. Expectations garnered mostly positive reviews from critics.
Who gave it the negative ones?
The album debuted within the top 40 of record charts in Ireland, New Zealand, the UK, and the US.
Wow. Okay.
The album is a full 48 minutes and 37 seconds long. Just a fun fact.
I wasn't able...
Go ahead.
Oh, I said I was going to say I would have never been able to finish it in the time that I got home and you came to pick me up.
So this person gave it a 6 out of 10. It says, Laura Snapes, writing for Pitchfork, gave the album a 6 out of 10. She defines the album's best moments as those trading in specificity rather than the generic neediness, representing an experience that rarely finds an outlet in pop. She also, however, criticized the songwriting on the album, stating it lacks the kind of that kind of songwriting consistency. Snapes concludes her review by writing, "Kyoko's debut won't blow past anyone's expectations." Okay, bitch.
What she had.
But it contains, I can only assume, just enough intrigue and individuality to sustain them for a second shot.
Who is she and what has she done?
I don't know.
I never get reviewers that work for companies like this because I'm like, what have you done?
Yeah.
BuzzFeed, what have you done? Hmm. What have you done, you little BuzzFeed bitch? The only one that I trust from that is La Quinta.
Her name's not La Quinta. That's the hotel. It's just Quinta.
Oh, shit.
Does Quinta? I don't even think Quinta works there anymore.
She doesn't. She quit.
Everyone I like that worked at that company left. And now works it into the gay channel, which features
Kaylee Cuoco. Kyoko.
Kaylee Cuoco,
which features the YouTube videos with the three old lesbians who get introduced to Hailey Kiyoko and her music and everything. And recently, they just surprised those lesbians by having Hailey Kiyoko come in. And then one was flirting with her.
Oh,
she's like 60. We'll watch the video.
One
after.
Of the lesbians was flirting with Hailey Kiyoko.
Yeah. It's okay, sweetie. It's okay. Yeah, we'll watch the video later. So it looks like every song on the album has a writing credit from Hailey. So
she
was involved in the whole damn thing. Obviously, this has a feature by Kehlani on the album, which we'll get to. And I mean, that's about it right now. We can go ahead and start diving into the record, I think. I asked everyone to take notes on the songs, and then we'll rank them at the end. Those don't look like notes to me, Nicole.
I
So, but I have clips of all of like the choruses of each song. So we're gonna listen to a clip and then we'll kind of discuss the songs. There are a couple instrumentals which will kind of fly through because there's not a lot to say about them, or maybe there is, or maybe there's not. All right, so let's start off with the first song, which is "Expectations" (parentheses) overture. Here we go.
All I said was an overture. Because overture. Bitch, an overture.
That's how you know this album was serious.
Yeah.
She put interludes in overtures.
I didn't see Hillary Duff doing that.
It's going to be a piece of art.
No offense.
Piece of fart.
No.
I said, we love instrumentals. I love the Mario Kart sounds. I love it.
I feel like I'm in a video game. Real birds in the background.
Yes. Like Wreck-It Ralph Who? I like
the birds. It's very pleasant.
Hayley Kiyoko broke the internet. Wreck-It Ralph Who? And I think, I think it's a good way to open up the album. It really sets the scene, mood. Sets the tone. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You know what really sets the mood? Breaking up with your boyfriend and then listening to this song.
Mm-hmm. All right, we might have something to talk about later with Juan. So let's go ahead and get into track number 2, which is the first actual song with like lyrics and stuff, which is Feelings. Sex fire, sick and tired of acting out. I'm hooked on all these feelings. I know exactly. I can't believe Hayley Kiyoko invented bass lines.
Like, did anybody else write "go off, bitch"?
No, but I thought it. I felt it. Absolutely. I mean, obviously, this one holds a special place in my heart. This is the first music video of hers that I watched that I know of. Mm. All I could say is, like, I love this song so much. The music video is iconic if you've never seen it. It's her dancing to this girl at a gas station. She's like, dance off. She's
a fun dancer.
And then the other girl's like, you're good.
Okay, I see my car's running.
Yeah. I said I have no descriptive words. This song is just so good. That's all I had to say.
I just wrote that this song is about me.
Yes, this was the one I really related to. Ooh.
I feel like this whole album is her just being like, let's talk about our fucking relationship problems.
Please. I mean, I over-communicate and feel too much.
Literally me! Yes,
Hayley. I can't relate to that. I bottle everything.
I'm closed.
We're not to that part of the album yet. Shut up.
Oh, okay. God. Well, then let's go ahead and jump into...
The bridge in the song is also killer.
Oh, okay. Just that bass line really gets me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a girl that plays bass.
Oh my God, she is a bassist!
From Lemonade Mouth.
She played the bass in this one.
Wow.
Maybe she did, maybe she didn't.
I don't know.
What? She's making up shit!
She's making up facts. Alright, so let's go ahead and get into track number 3. Featuring Kehlani, it's What I Need. What I need, what I need, what I need. If you tell me that it shows, no, no, no. And who you do it for, no, no, no. You do to be sure, no, 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 no. Oh my God.
Yes.
What does she want me to be sure of?
Oh my God.
Need you to be sure.
Needs to be sure that she wants to be gay.
Yeah. Because this one's very much about like being with someone who's like not out.
I don't know.
Per se, and like hiding it or like, I mean, the lyrics, they're all there. When you're with your fam, don't want to show it.
Mm-hmm. Did I not read the lyrics? No, I didn't.
Probably not.
Not well enough.
I feel like I've been the other girl that she's singing to.
I feel like you dated Hayley Kiyoko.
Is that the sequel to The Other Sister? Like,
oh my God.
The other Bolin girl.
Hayley Kiyoko, I would never let her go.
risk
it all for Hayley Kiyoko.
I said, this is a note that I've often thought about tweeting, which is just like, this is the best song in music history. Like, I'm not exaggerating when I say, sometimes I listen to this and go, this is the best song that's ever been created. Like, it's really good.
The Shallow Who?
Lady Gaga doesn't exist right now.
Shallow.
Isn't
that a movie with sharks?
With Blake Lively.
It's actually Jaws.
It's actually Open Water. I think Kehlani and Hayley's voices are so good together. Mm. I love Kehlani, who's also a queer artist. She's pregnant right now. Shout out. She's listening.
She looks like Pacha's wife.
Yeah, her Twitter picture right now is Pacha's wife from Emperor's New Groove because she looks just like that.
with a part of ballet.
Let's give her that outfit.
And this is another music video that's very iconic. It's Hayley Kiyoko and Kehlani kind of playing themselves. I'm describing mostly for Juan because he hasn't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my god! Oh,
Sarah's the only one that's seen it. She's describing for all of us.
It starts out with Kehlani like arguing with her Thea.
Oh wait, I have seen this.
Yeah, and she's like, "Can I just be me? Can I just be Kiki?" And then she like runs away with Kaylee. Like they get in the car together. They're on a road trip. They break down, and then they make out. And then they're, like, hitchhiking, and then Kehlani's like, yeah, let's go with this creepy-ass guy. And then Haley's like, not a good fucking idea, Kehlani. And it's a whole thing. And yes, they do kiss at the end, middle of the road, or on the side.
Because they kill him.
No, it didn't go that route. I don't want to spoil it, but it didn't go that route. But still a good music video.
I always wanted to try hitchhiking, just to see if it would, like, be a murderer.
I just wrote such a
You're gonna be the murderer.
Such a good chorus, and I love Kehlani so much.
Yeah.
Great.
Any other notes on what I need?
I don't have any thoughts on Kehlani.
All I wrote is it's gay.
Can't confirm. Okay, well then let's move on to track number 4, which is...
Sleepovers.
Yep. Everyone's favorite movie starring Alexa Vega. Sleepover.
The guy.
Yeah. Sleepovers in my bed. Oh
yeah. It's got you in my head. And who would really
Yeah, the album kind of slows down here. Not like, it literally, the tempos in, like, and some of these are slow. Not that they're bad, but it's just, we got a little slow. We got, what I need, and now it's sleep all over there.
She says, you want to be friends forever? I can think of something better.
Oh my god.
I hate when people are like, can't we just, like, we can be friends. I'm like, but we can be fuckers.
We can be enemies.
We can be fuckers. God damn, Juan.
Is that your opening line on Tinder?
Why be friends when we can be fuckers?
I thought this song was very, like, dreamlike.
It's very much like 3 a.m., can't sleep, thinking about my lover who doesn't really want me. We kind of broke up last summer, and then we're just kind of like...
This is all just about Juan's personal life.
You know what? Me too. This song is so cute. Guys,
this is our moment. Sorry.
Always there to brush your hair, help you pick out what to wear. Like, yes, that's what I want to do.
Juan and Nicole are starting their own podcast.
Juan and Nicole about are like relationship psychically problems. Linked. Like,
like yesterday.
Juan, when's your birthday?
May 3rd.
Oh my god, you're a Taurus?
Mm-hmm. You're a Taurus! Oh, that makes sense
because Nicole's a Capricorn.
I don't know what they mean.
Capricorns and Tauruses are like this. Mm-hmm.
We'll kill somebody.
Okay.
Sarah, what are you?
I'm a Gemini.
Sarah's a Gemini.
Oh my god!
But like,
let's
like,
just kick her ass.
I don't.
Let's just kick her ass! Let's beat her up! I dated a Gemini
That's
once
what I
and then
thought
we
you
broke
said.
Up.
Oh my god.
I thought you said kick your ass.
I would never.
But I don't have, from what I've seen, I don't have a lot of like Gemini like qualities.
No, you don't have Gemini
not to be like, I'm not like the other Geminis, but I don't have a lot of their qualities that I've seen.
No, Geminis are very like me.
What about we? I did my chart. I have it somewhere. I did my like.
What?
Can we do my chart? I've never done that.
We did this on the last podcast. You did this on a podcast once. You were like, do my chart. So let's move on to track number 5, which is a first of a couple, like, joint tracks we have where there's, like...
Mm-hmm. There's only, like, 2, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but... So this is Mercy / Gatekeeper.
Oh!
It's really long. So here's just a little clip. Bang my head until I start to fly. Bang, bang, I start to fly. Bang, bang, I start to fly. How relatable is that? All I want to do is cry and bang my head.
Yeah.
This is also the first song where I stopped and was like, oh my god, this is art.
Like, this isn't just some pop album.
Yes.
This is art.
This album is art, and she's an artist, and I love her.
This is like a verbal representation of how I like paint. But it's like her being like, I'm so fucking sad. And my paintings are like, I'm so fucking sad. We should collab. And what if I do her next album cover?
Later on, bitch! it gets really like trippy, and then we get that spoken word.
She goes, I'm the gatekeeper. What? Yes, the demonic fucking interlude. When it gets like Ghostbusters. Demonic interludes for your mama.
Okay, now let's move on.
I love spoken word. Reminds me of Beyonce. Wait,
she emotionally changes her hair, and we should acknowledge that.
Oh, maybe I'll just dye my hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That I don't care. Oh my God. That's some shit that I do.
She's calling out everyone that's ever dyed their hair.
That's why I grew my hair out last year, because it got broken up with, and I'm like, you know what? I don't give a shit anymore. Let's just fucking grow it out.
Juan's giving it all away today, guys.
Juan is just giving it away for free.
Okay. No.
All right, now let's go to...
No. Like you had something to say there.
Go to track number 6, which is Under the Blue / Take Me In. Fill my diamond pool in the summer, that's too cruel.
Cruel. So here's my theory. She got broken up during the summertime, and that's why she's like, I'm crying and filling up my by crystal pool. Because you fucking broke up with me, and that was cruel. There we go. That's oh my it. God.
She sells.
Also, I wrote, I have to be in a different mood for this one, because this is where I started to not feel it.
Really? I liked this one more than Mercy Gatekeeper. I like this one, especially because she talks about the rapture.
I do love religious overtones.
I do love anything about the John Cusack movie 2012. I'm looking for oh my God, here it is. So, my sun sign is Gemini, my moon sign is Aquarius, Mercury, Gemini, Venus, Gemini, Mars, Virgo, Jupiter, Sagittarius.
Bitch, this bitch is a fucking Gemini.
How did you figure this out?
It's on astro.cafeastrology.com.
But what do you need?
To have your birth certificate, you need the time of your birth.
I knew it's like around 8:30, so
around?
No, my mom told me
around.
Do I have to text my mom right now and be like, send me a picture of my birth?
Yes.
I was going to say birth control, but that's not what that was.
Yeah, you can't get your astrological chart unless you have your birth control prescription with you.
That sounds right.
Anyways.
Birth controls. No.
Okay, so we have no more comments about Under the Blue?
I do like when singers make, like, religious whatever allude to religious things unless they're actually religious, which is why I
Brandon
didn't.
Flowers.
Brandon
why
Flowers.
You hate Reliant
That's
K.
why I didn't like the, I mean, I thought that the
is
Killers was cool
yes,
until I found
Brandon
out
Brandon Flowers
that he was
Mormon.
Brandon Flowers is a dirty Mormon. I'm so
dirty
sorry.
God.
So
is
the guy
Mormon.
From, what's that other band? Neon Trees. He's
isn't
like Catholic or
Owl
something.
Owl City, isn't he Mormon too?
I believe it.
No, he's a firefly.
I was trying to sing Fireflies and that's all I could think
you
of.
You would not believe your eyes. 10 million fireflies went up your room and I fell asleep. So I get 1,000 hugs. From 10,000 lightning bugs.
I like to
make myself believe. So sorry, I forgot that part.
That planet Earth turns.
All right, let's move on to.
We don't even have to try. It's always a good
time. Is this a song about crying?
I don't know.
I felt like Under the Blue and Take Me were all about crying.
Let's go to track number 7, which is Curious. Did you take him to the band Santa Monica? Forget to bring your jacket right for planning because you want to talk. I'm just curious. Is it serious? I'm just curious. Is it serious? I did my I'm talking to Duff Cameron post.
Your interviewer's post.
The first thing I wrote was, I hadn't heard this one. And then I realized it's been in your car.
Yeah, I do play this one in my car a lot.
Oh, good one.
This one was really overplayed, I feel. But it's good. Do they play it on the radio a lot?
I feel like they do.
When it came out.
I don't listen to the radio. I just play it on
we
my
get
phone.
It. You have an aux cord.
Get it. You're indie.
I just said it has an iconic beat.
When it skips at the end and you're like, is this broken?
Maybe let him. Yeah.
If you let him touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you.
I like and how it's like a weird beat where it's like it cuts off, but then you're like, oh, it's about to come in right now, but then it comes in the beat next, and you're like, ooh, way to throw me off guard.
And then it has that part with the take into the parents, and I'm gonna give it to me, and check it, wrap up in them, cause you wanna tell, I'm just curious. Just that whole line.
That whole thing is just like, boom, boom, boom. Hayley Kiyoko, the rap, got it.
Spitting fire. I can't wait for the Hayley Kiyoko Nicki Minaj album.
Yes. This is another iconic music video with some great choreography. People did tweet us about it. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
I don't think I did.
It's on when
Twitter? But I also didn't think I saw the other one.
She's at a party.
Oh yeah, I saw that
one. Yeah, she's at a party with like the other girl. They go to the bathroom.
And they make out?
Up.
Yes. Yeah, they make out. But first she like sings in her face. Oh. Hayley Kiyoko says,
if you let him,
I'm just curious! And then she eats her.
I love Stranger Things 3.
Anyways, yeah, curious. That was the one when I picked up Juan today. He said, play that song right now.
Because it was the last one I was hearing.
And I said, I'm driving.
And then she yelled at me and said I was mansplaining her iPhone.
Because you were. You said, you have a 6+.
I thought you had the 6+.
All right, let's go to track number 8, which is a short and sweet instrumental track called XX.
I didn't even know it was over by the time I started listening to it.
Me too. I always forget how short that is. When I was taking notes, I was like, oh. I thought there was more.
The part where the album turns and she's like, you know what? I'm done being fun and nice. You hurt my feelings,
I'm done
bitch.
With radio-ready singles. Yeah.
This is where she's like, I love you so much. I want you to miss me.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, yeah, takes us to,
you know what, you hurt my feelings.
Track number 9, which is Wanna Be Missed.
I wanna be missed, like every night. I wanna be kissed, like it's the last time. Say you can't eat, can't sleep, can't breathe without me.
This is a big fucking mood.
I love that song!
Who doesn't fucking want to, like, who in their head doesn't imagine, like, their lover, like, in their house being like, I fucking miss this person. Okay, we get it. We get it. You're asexual, okay? But you know what I mean?
Like, we get it. You're an ally.
We get it, ally.
This is Ace Erasure. Okay.
Erasure, the innocence.
Ace.
The band Erasure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I felt this song hardcore. I was like, yes.
I don't want to offend anyone.
Okay.
But Black Lives Matter. I'm just joking.
Okay.
I'm joking. No, I don't want to offend anyone, but doesn't this sound like that song that Taylor Swift did for the 50 Shades soundtrack?
She did a song?
That song that was like, I don't remember how it goes.
Does Taylor Swift even have a career at this point? I think she's dead.
She finally stood up for her politics. Ugh. Finally.
She used her political,
yeah, finally,
her statue.
Yeah.
Say you can't eat, can't sleep, can't breathe without me. Like, oh my god, I want to be held fragile like glass. I'm just crying, right?
Glass is fragile.
I'm just like, yeah.
Story checks out.
Why doesn't somebody love me?
When she loves me.
When somebody loves me.
All right, so let's go to track number 10, which is He'll Never Love You, parentheses, HNLY.
Yes!
I know every day you're thinking of me.
Curious, like,
is she trying to seduce me in this song? Because she almost succeeded.
With this whole album. Honestly, yeah, when I was in the in the car with Juan, he said, I'm not saying I'm heterosexual, but Hayley Kiyoko, what'd you say? Just that she's hot or something?
She didn't
get it.
Just that she's beautiful. Yes. Yeah, the song gets really aggressive. She says, cut the shit.
Yes.
You got the lyrics right there. I just said it gets aggressive and really good. Right.
I wrote, I want to sing this while my ex watches. Like me at the bar just going off, and
this
he's
is
like
your
in the
karaoke song.
And he turns around and he's like, what? And I'm like,
ew. But also again, I feel like I've been this girl that she's singing to.
Oh, stop.
Sitting there biting your lip trying to kiss, like, like, are you gonna like make a move or whatever?
Because
I'm definitely not gonna.
And he's just like, you're gonna put your number on my phone?
That was me.
was Michelle in the salad and go drive through.
Ah! Oh my god, the girl in the salad and go drive through. Every time I see her, I'm like, I'm gay. Like, are you? Like, I can tell that she is.
And you I'm drive in the like, drive through. You go to salad like, and go. Can I have a salad and
your go
in marriage?
Can I have a salad and go on a date with you?
I'm definitely not gonna do that because I'm a pussy, but that's a good line.
Okay, bitch, if I had the courage, not even the peer pressure, to go up to a person at a bar and be like, here's my number, thought you were cute, if you ever didn't get a text pull or a Carly Rae Jepsen, but you have the balls.
I don't know if
she
I
just
do.
Said she
you
doesn't.
You have the gusto.
I don't know if I would.
I grab mean, the pussy.
Grab her by the pussy.
That's not what that's about.
Don't do it.
That's not what that's about.
I was trying to not go that route, but then I just...
No, well, you know what? I think it's good advice.
Any salad and go customers, you guys can have that line.
She's
that
like,
I gave you.
Do you need a napkin? And I'm like, yes. Can you write your number on it?
What are you doing?
That's iconic.
I'm just going to go to the salad and go by my parents' house every day.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about.
Is there one over there?
She always wears...
A beanie.
A fucking baseball cap.
That's the first time I've ever seen her, but I absolutely know who you're talking about. Also, the girl that I liked last year works at Salad and Go.
I love her.
I can't believe you just hit me.
Oh my god, I tapped your hat. Oh my god.
But now I have
one time.
Haley,
bitch. One time I punched Sarah and I was like, slug bug when we were driving, and she wouldn't stop talking about it for a month. She was like, look at my bruise. My arm is broken.
I think I hit her once, too, and then she yelled at me because I was going to bruise her.
I don't remember that, but I believe it.
I remember it.
I bruise
She's
really
so
easily.
Fragile.
Sarah McCoy is
She's
a little
like
peach.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Not sorry about
She's
it.
You're
a little peach.
More like a banana.
I don't know why that's...
No, they bruise easily.
You're like an apple when I drop it on the ground on purpose.
Anyways, let's go to track
number
11.
Anyways, Haley Kilka wants you to dump your heterosexual relationships.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Addicted, but trying to
let's
quit.
Let's go to track number 11, Palm Dreams.
Stars, I'll make it to the top. I'm shining like the cars and rings. The palms see everything.
Oh my god, queen of bass lines.
Okay. I love this song.
I don't believe you.
It's so catchy. It's like fun.
It also reminds me of like Dirty Computer, just that album.
Dirty Computer.
Is that how that went? Yeah. It's like she's having fun.
It just sounds like it could be on that album.
Like she know at this point, I feel like she knows that this girl is not gonna be with her, and mm-hmm. she's like, you know what? I'm gonna have fun. I'm having fun. I'll be okay. It's like optimistic.
I love a funk number.
She went yes, from. It's funky.
We went from so emotional to dissing like, California, and then I was like, okay.
Stop. She said, fuck you. Then she said, I'm gonna be okay.
She said, I put surveillance cameras in my palm trees. They see everything.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the penultimate song on the album.
Moleculus.
Track number 12. Oculus.
What is this one called?
Moleculus.
Oh, I completely forgot
one.
To see it. I spoke.
What is happening?
Moleculus.
No, look, I literally put Moleculus.
Miraculous. Do you want to tell them how you pronounced Punnett Squares in high school?
Punnett Squares.
Punnett Squares. And now you all know.
And that's how everybody knew he was gay.
Okay, let's go to track number 12. Molecules.
Tried to rearrange. Did you feel that everything was strange? Dancing.
She's so fucking kinky.
Whoa, where did that come from?
Tied it to the bedpost.
Oh.
She really into that. Frame.
I just said I love gay scientists, and she's a woman in STEM.
Okay.
Because of the song.
Tied up to the bed.
Feathers on the red bed, messy on the floorboards.
This song also made me stop and be like, oh, this is sad.
Yes. But also, oh, I'm going to look at my periodic table.
Do I need to, like, re-listen to this album, like, this back half again, but, like, in a more emotional state of mind?
Absolutely.
This is sad.
God, I've lost you. Oh my God, I was like,
make me feel again. I've lost you. Na 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 na
na na na na na na na na
na na na na na na na na na na na.
I've lost you.
Sad. Every cell, I feel your body ache. Can we stop the fall? Does it really matter at all?
Poor Haley. Who hurt her?
Haley. But now let's get into
okay.
The last track on the album, Let It Be.
I miss ya. I love ya. So it's really hard to see. Yeah. We just gotta live.
Blows the Beatles song out of the water.
Beatles who?
Beatles who the fuck are they?
What's a beetle?
What kind of bug is that?
What kind of straight nonsense is that?
Yeah. I think this is a good ending to the album. The chorus is great, which is that part we just played.
The Heartbreak Queen came back.
When that slide guitar comes in, I lose it. Did you guys see that tweet of that guy saying in Nelly Furtado's Promiscuous? He says, when Timbaland says, I want you on my team, and then Nelly says, so does everybody else. He says, I fucking lose my mind. That's me when that slide guitar comes in.
That's what we need to do for karaoke.
I know every word.
Yes!
I'll be Timbaland.
Okay.
Yes!
How you doing, young lady?
Didn't we do
the feeling that you give me really drives me crazy.
Didn't think so. What?
Didn't we do that song together?
No.
I think we all sing.
Wow.
Can't we all just meet her in the middle?
I like the beginning, right? The tune or whatever. Baby, come around, cause I need
you. Oh, I thought we were talking about Promiscuous.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the Hayley Kiyoko song. Baby, come me down there and sing.
I like at the end of how she kind of just accepts what's happening and she's like, I get it.
She says, hard.
This whole thing went through the cycles of like, everything's fine and then nothing's fine and then just like, okay,
yeah,
I get it now.
She went through the stages.
She went through the stages of breaking up.
Okay.
Is that still on?
But you gotta pick your notes back up. I mean, the camera's on, but it's not recording.
Oh.
You gotta pick your notes back up because now we have to rank the album from our least favorite to our favorite.
You think I wrote that down?
Oh. You never do.
It's all up
here. I did this part.
Alright, so this is where we rank, starting at our least favorite, all the way up to our favorite. We'll just go down the line. And it's a little weird on this album because one, it's phenomenal and it's not like a Hilary Duff album where you're like, this one sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a Hilary Duff album.
It's not like BB Good by the Jonas Brothers.
You know what?
Which is a phenomenal album. I can't reconcile the Sarah that listens to Super Chick and Hilary Duff with the Sarah that listens to this album and thinks
they're
both good.
They're two different people. There's like those little overtures. So like for me, they're at the bottom because like I didn't know what to do with them. But yeah, so for me, I'll just say my 13 and 12 right now. Number 13 is XX, and then number 12 is Expectations Overture. Just because I feel like I had to put them there. It's not
okay.
Anyways, did anyone not have those at their bottom?
No, Wanna Be Missed was my 12.
Oh,
there are 13 tracks.
I know, but she put
XX.
I love you like XX.
My 13 was Palm Dreams.
What? That was my number.
I'm pissed. I love Palm Dreams.
Stop.
I couldn't get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to listen to it a few times before I was like, all right.
It just seems like one of those like filler songs where it's like,
I totally understand. And I would have agreed with you the month after it came out.
I would have agreed with you if I was a little bitch, but I'm not.
They don't understand.
So I'm sorry.
We're just really compatible.
We love Palm Dreams. You guys like the sad ones.
Yes.
Okay. What about number? Wait. So Juan, so you said Palm Dreams?
And then I would say XX is my 12 because it's so short.
You're putting XX.
You like XX before.
It's just so like.
Okay. Fine. Okay.
Why would you do that?
Let's do our number 11 now. My number 11 is Wanna Be Missed.
Okay. Oh, that's it. My number 11 is What I Need.
I get it.
I get it. It's like, okay, it's fun, but...
I get it, but I also it's not like hate I, you.
It's not like I hate the song, but it's just...
They're all so good.
I get it. It's not like art, but it's so good. Whatever.
My 11 was Feelings. But I don't know.
What?
I really,
It was so hard because I had all of the rest of the list written, and then I realized, oh, I don't have feelings, and I didn't have a number 11.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of...
Okay, it doesn't hurt as much then. One.
What does it stink?
Molecules.
Okay.
This whole back half really got me fucked up.
Honestly, I get it. It's supposed to. My number 10 is Mercy Gatekeeper.
It's fake.
Okay. My number 10 is Under the Blue / Take Me In.
Wow.
My number 10. My number 10 is What I Need featuring Kehlani.
We're breaking Sarah's heart.
In fact, I hated it, and I hate Kehlani, and I... I'm kidding.
And I hate Kaylee Cuoco.
And I hate Ray Liotta.
Bang Bang Theory.
And I hate that little twink on Big Bang Theory.
Which one?
They're all twinks.
No, the one that's actually gay.
The
one that's actually gay.
The skinny tall one. Jim Parsons.
Jim Parsons.
Okay, anyways.
One.
Belushi? What number are you on?
10.
Oh, He'll Never Love You.
What?
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
I feel like we're all gonna fight.
Yeah. That's what usually happens. My number 9 is Molecules.
Me too!
Wow, twins.
Oh my god. Molecules.
My number 9 is Expectations / Overture.
Wow.
Can you believe that she
Can you believe this bitch?
I liked it. I thought it was
I get
fun.
It. It is a good intro.
Yes. Yes. It was a good intro.
What am I looking at?
8? Number 9.
One, are you even with the class right now?
I'm trying to rate them as we go.
Number 9.
Let it be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Ew, I hate that song.
You hate BB Rexha?
The kids at BB work Recta. Always want to listen to that song, and I'm like,
they
you
do?
The hell? Oh. Yeah. If it's meant to be.
BB Rectum.
Silence. How dare you?
My number 8 is Let It Be.
My number 8 is Let It Be!
Oh my god. If you didn't hate What I Need, we would be sisters.
That role is filled.
Okay.
Damn.
Maybe biologically.
Under the Blue was my number 8.
But what about Take Me In? I'm just kidding. It's all one song.
Just joking.
Just a little jokey joke.
Juan, what's your number 8?
Under the Blue, Take Me In.
Oh.
Allie and AJ's Take Me. My number 7 is Sleepover.
My number 7 is Curious.
I'm just curious.
Oh, wait.
What's Nicole's number 7?
Oh, sorry. I'm getting so confused. My number 7 was Let It Be.
Okay.
By BB Rexha.
By the Beatles.
Mine is What I Need.
Okay. Okay. My number 6 is Under the Blue, Take Me In.
Oh, wow. My number 6 is Feelings.
My number 6 is Mercy / Gatekeeper.
My number 6 is Sleepovers.
My number, now we're in the bottom 5.
Top 5, bitch.
Yeah, top 5.
Yeah.
My number 5 is Palm Dreams. Juan can kiss my ass.
Juan can no. suck my on a palm.
My number
5
is also Palm Dreams.
You don't think I've done that?
Michelle, wait, what's your number 5?
My number 5 is Mercy / Gatekeeper.
I am the gatekeeper.
Yes. Mine's also Palm Dreams, except that.
Mine's Wanna Be Missed.
That's funny though. The worst song on the album.
I just, it's a big.
I just want to be missed.
I'm just kidding. Actually,
I'm just that needy.
My
that
number song four. Is actually... My number 4 is He'll Never Love You.
My number 4 is actually Want to Be Missed.
Bitch.
Because I just relate to it so hard.
Oh my god. My number 4 is Molecules.
Wow, a science bold. Queen.
Bold choice.
Why would you say something so controversial and so brave?
Are you the ice princess?
Wow. She loves science. Mine is Curious, only because I know it probably the most.
Okay. Now we're in the top 3, guys. My number 3 is Curious.
Mine too.
Stop skipping me, Nicole.
Shut up, bitch.
My number 3.
They're fighting.
He'll Never Love You.
Okay.
Parentheses.
Mine number three is Mercy / Gatekeeper.
Ooh.
That's scolding hot.
Juan is an artistic bitch today.
You're going to be shocked when you see my top two.
Well, wait, what's Nicole's number three?
I'm curious.
Oh, okay. Wow, same. Same scenes.
I really like the artiest songs at the
moment. My number two is... I walk through this world.
Okay.
My number two is Sleepover.
Mine too.
My number two is Exception / Overture.
What? Marching band, son of a bitch. You would do that.
I just love it. It's so ethereal. It's like...
Wow.
That's what I want to hear when I get high at night.
Now it's time for the number ones. You straight-laced bitch. You don't do that.
You don't know if I do coke lace with weed. That doesn't seem right.
That doesn't seem right.
Opposite. He smokes weed, sprinkles some coke on it. Rolls it up.
Like a cake, like instead of powdered sugar.
Okay, and now we're at our number ones. My number one is... What I Need. I'm sorry to all the artistic Hayley Kiyoko fans out there, but
they don't hate you.
I'm being a basic bitch right now, and I love
Gay.
Yeah, I just love that one, and I love Kehlani.
My number one is Palm Dreams.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh my god.
I love when singers stutter in their songs.
She had a stutter.
She does. Stas.
What about Nicole?
My number one is He'll Never Love You.
He'll never love you. Maybe I need to listen to this back half again. Oh, no. My number one is Feeling.
I kept going between Feelings and What I Need for my top one. I do want to say, first of all, I'm glad we kept it pretty civil, guys.
Yeah.
Except at the beginning when they came for my
play
life.
That back and they're like, that was civil. I do want to say, I don't know the exact title before I open up our tweets. It did come out this week that like NPR released like their top like pop artists or something. And it was like Rihanna. I think Haley tweeted it. It was like Rihanna, Lady Gaga. It was like the top ones, but number four is Hayley Kiyoko. Oh, it's like most influential.
Wow, girl.
So
she's so influential. Like, I told Nicole, you are so lucky that at this age that you have like actual gay people out
you're
in the
so
media.
You're so lucky that you know like your sexuality in high school.
Mm-hmm. You're so lucky that you accept it.
I didn't know shit in high school. I was like, what am I?
I don't know shit now.
I was like, where am I? I was in the wrong class.
The other day I was driving and I was like, girls. Maybe. And then I was like, no. But then I was like, maybe still.
You know, it's okay to question.
Look at this. Billy on the street, let's go lesbians meme, but it's Hayley Kiyoko instead of Billy.
Yeah!
Aww.
I can't find it, but it was like most influential pop artists, and it was... Rihanna was definitely on there. I feel like Lady Gaga...
Like, what was gay when we were kids?
Lady Gaga.
Spice that Girl. One, that one song.
What?
The one with the rain.
The rain.
All the things she said.
Running through my head. Running through my head. All the things she said. Yeah, but that was like...
What song is that?
I think I was too tattoo. Young. Too old.
Is that
young
wait, is that Tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, weren't they like a fake thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, like, were they like Binky?
Wait, Carter? What?
From Arthur, remember Binky, the fake band?
Well, their thing was like, they like, I don't think that they weren't actually
they
gay,
were
right? They, but they like played it up.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. That's homophobic. Fun.
That's what we call lying.
That's called queerbaiting. But
yes.
Yeah.
I think, but at that point, nobody wanted it.
Yeah, back in the day, like, they were just going to get shit on.
That would have... ostracized.
I only heard about
more.
Tattoo like a few weeks or maybe like a month ago.
What? I used to watch that music video.
I'm younger than you.
Be like, wow, that's so cute. Am I like not realizing that I like girls? And then I would also watch the Britney Spears video that she does with Madonna.
And like in the end, it looks like she's about to kiss her. And I kept on rewatching it, and I was like, "Are they gonna kiss? Were they about to kiss?" And now it's like, how did I not know?
Kids now also have descendants.
I was just a poor little kid.
I mean, we do have tweets about like what Hayley Kiyoko like means to some listeners and everything. I do want to say that currently Hayley Kiyoko's Girls Like Girls music video has 99 million views on YouTube.
Wow. Hayley Kiyoko means everything. And you know,
the only other video that has more than that?
Justin Bieber's.
I don't know.
Fred.
Only girl in the world.
The original Fred videos.
Yeah. Fred Goes Swimming. Let's see. So we tweeted out asking for some thoughts just on Hayley's album or just her in general.
I went on Tinder asking for some thoughts.
So we have some thoughts.
I'm funny, bitch.
Relatable. Grace at DivaGrace13 says, I recently discovered her music and it is so good, and that choreo from her Curious video is so freaking great. Another Curious video fan. Lila at Lila_Burns said, I love her with my whole heart. She's so talented. All of her music videos since Girls Like Girls have been amazing. Her music is just so powerful.
She can conjure demons with it.
Jared Van Leeuwen said, she is so talented. Her music is amazing, and I think she's a really good songwriter. So suck on that, whoever that reviewer we read was.
What was her name? Nobody Nothing.
Laura Snape. Okay, Professor Snape. Nobody Nothing. Her music is amazing, and I think she's a really good songwriter. The chorus of Wanna Be Missed, so emotional and lyrically beautiful. She Def has come a long way since Lemonade.
Now. See, you bitches ripped on me for putting Wanna Be Missed at the top, but y'all aren't woke as fuck.
I was joking.
Rip on you?
Yeah, because she has four.
It's my number four.
Megan at Megan_Gonzalez said, oh my god, yes, I remember watching the Girls Like Girls video before coming to terms with my sexuality and feeling some type of way, and then seeing it again after the fact and it making much more sense, LMAO. Also, One Bad Night, He'll Never Love You, Sleepover, What I Need, Curious are all so good. I love my unapologetically gay queen. And she is so fun live and powerful. Like, while seeing her live, I almost came out to my sister kind of powerful.
Oh my god.
We love a closeted queen.
What? A closeted queen?
No, I hope you wouldn't pay attention.
I always pay attention.
I feel like Quasimodo.
Emily M. Murphy, at Emily M. Murphy, who says, honestly, she just seems like she is living her best life as queen of the gays, and I am so proud of her.
She really is queen of the
gays. We didn't even mention, I mean, I said it when I was clipping, but, like, she's commonly referred to as lesbian Jesus. Yes. Like, she is truly, like,
looked... I mentioned this?
God but... is a woman was written about her.
No, go ahead, Nicole.
I mentioned this in The Ice Princess, but... Jesus was gay. Did I mention it in Ice Princess or before that? Well,
did I
Jesus
mention it gay. Every day of my life?
Yeah.
You did mention it.
He fucked John the Apostle.
Probably.
That, yep.
More than likely.
More than likely, he was fucking John the Apostle. Don't at me.
Do you think that Sarah's gonna keep that in?
He's not here to prove it.
She doesn't edit any of this.
She just posts the raw.
She posts raw file.
Yeah.
She posts tips.
Excuse me? Does anyone have any, like, final thoughts on the goddess that is Hayley Kiyoko?
I really need to listen to the back half in a more, like, somber setting.
So if she comes to town, are we all gonna go?
I think so.
She opened for Panic! At the Disco, yes, didn't she?
I was going to go.
I wasn't about to live through that. Love? Wow, can I even say that? I have, since it's just Brendan, I've kind of fallen off. Like...
I wanted to go.
Panic at the Disco or Fall Out Boy? Which one would you want to
avoid? Panic at the Disco. I mean, right now, Panic is making better music than Fall Out Boy because their last album was garbage.
Quincy's going to kill you.
But still, Quincy also loves Panic, though.
Oh.
But still, like, I don't know. Just after, like, it just became Brendan, I just got very, like, turned off from the band.
Brandon Flowers.
But we do love a pansexual icon.
Yes.
He has the song Girls, Girls, Boys, where he says, girls love girls and boys. Love is not a choice.
So true.
There you go. Yeah, I would much rather see, like, because that was at, like, an arena, too. I would rather much, like, even, like, Comerica.
See her smaller. Solo.
Yeah. Like, maybe Pub Rock.
Like, she opens. She's not playing Pub Rock. There's at least 10. Believe? There's at least 10 gays in the state that want to see her.
She performs at Charlie's, the gay bar.
In the state. She reports at the Senate building.
Have you been?
I want to go to Charlie's.
I've never
fuck
been.
Fuck karaoke. No.
Karaoke. She performs at Native.
Yeah. She sings her own with song her at karaoke.
They don't have drive. It. They don't have her songs.
She brings her flash drive.
So let's go ahead and wrap up this episode.
It's really
thank you, Michelle and Nicole.
This has been my family tree podcast.
Yeah. No, I'll cut all that out. But,
Will you?
I'll just be very angry about it when I have to go to bed and I'm like, why did I agree to cut all this out?
You have I'm still to editing.
No, I did. It's true. I can post this whenever. Anyways, yeah, I mean, we weren't going to review this album just us. Like, obviously, we're going to ask you guys. What are we?
I'm honored.
I mean, how mad would you have been?
I would have gone to your house and burned it to the
You would have called me, like, while I'm at work and you've been like, why did you review?
And they're like, hey, Sarah, is your house still standing? I let the dog out.
I was about to say, I hope you let Marty
you
out.
You better go
Marty?
Check it.
Marty!
Hey, is your Sarah, house on
is
fire?
Your house on
You better go check it.
That's what I was going to say.
You better go check it. Yeah. I mean, friendly reminder to rate this, especially to Juan, too, because you just got an iPhone. Give this podcast a review on iTunes to help out the show. You can watch clips from this episode on YouTube to see us dancing to these Hayley Kiyoko songs. Please tweet this at Hayley Kiyoko so she sees us and invites us backstage at her next Arizona show.
Yes, and then I marry her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Invite us to the wedding.
She'll kill me for coming for her last couple songs on the album. No, I just need to listen to it again, I promise.
I promise, Haley, I'm sorry.
I promise I'll be better.
You can follow us on Twitter at Planet Weird Pod. Do you guys want to plug anything? Like your tweeters?
Your Pinterest.
You don't want to?
I mean, we'll probably Twitter? Tag you anyway, but anyway.
You're a mogul.
They tagged us, don't worry.
You're getting tagged.
Just wherever you found out about this episode.
You want to give everyone your Pokemon Go tag friend you. Code?
Your friend code? Your Instagram
Find
tag?
Find Michelle on Tinder. Yeah, Tinder. Just start swiping.
Everyone needs to start selecting boys and girls on their Tinder so they can just figure it out.
It's like so true. And you can Not make everyone some friends wants if you that. Don't find.
Everyone should try. Am I just really being desperate and asking all the straight boys that I like?
Everyone should. Animals too. You got a mouse? I want to be friends with it. Put it on Tinder. That's what you sound like right now.
I just want a more should. Nope.
An emotional support animal. You got a dog that's sitting at home for a couple hours while you're at work? I'll come babysit. It's fine.
I'll cry into his fur and you'll be like, why is he damp? I've been crying.
Anyways, yeah, there's probably links in the description for you to check out. But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode and God bless Hayley Kiyoko. And God bless Big Fat Liar.
Oh, wow.
What was that?
Remember that part in the movie?
We're leaving.
Whoa.
Bye, guys.
I'm offended.